Which is the best day of my life. I've had chocolate for breakfast and so has Maria, and we can't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, you say that now. I'm dying to see the 10-17 slump. The 10-17 chocolate slump.
Hashtag more chocolate if that happens.
Well, actually, there is also a tub of Halloween jellies outside if you really want to ride the wave through until 12 and then, you know, then go to sleep.
I don't know. They're from Maria's personal stash. I don't know if we're allowed to touch the leftover Halloween jellies. Come here, it's Dermot and Dave. It's Today FM. Very good morning to everybody. Hope you're in good form. I hope the roads are safe where you are, because the weather is kind of nuts, but it's nice to see all your pictures of snow. You can keep them coming into us on Dermot and Dave on Snapchat. But speaking of Christmas, there's a chap called Eric who is from Tralee. And Eric, tell us about your Christmas TV ad tradition.
This tradition has actually been going into on in our family for three generations now.
Right. So,
yeah, it was actually a game that was invented by my wife's mom back in the 80s, you know. So I suppose that when you guys were talking about the ad in the 80s there during the week, you know, it kind of...
Well, I'd say the only tradition, Christmas tradition that would usually survive three generations is fighting.
Well, you see, that's the good thing about this game. There's a bit of fighting involved in it, you know.
So explain to everyone, why does the game work?
Well, basically what it is that when the ad come on, okay, you have to say a number when the word Christmas is said in the ad. So it can't, you know, you can't have Christmas up on the screen. You have to have the actual, whoever's narrating the ad or somebody in the ad has to say the word Christmas.
Right.
So what happens is everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for the word Christmas, and then the next thing everybody, you know, all together, so there's five of us in our family, the next thing you get a chorus of one.
Right. You know,
so whoever gets it the loudest and first... obviously gets one.
Yeah, hence the fighting. I was definitely louder than you.
Exactly. So you get everybody, no, I got one. No, you didn't. I got it. And eventually we decide who got it. So that person is then on one. So then it moves on, and the next ad comes on. And obviously you hear the word Christmas, and whoever's on one will then shout two, and then the others will shout one.
Okay.
So that gets them into the game.
Right.
And so it goes, and that's basically how it goes.
What happens if there's more than one Christmas in an ad?
Because God knows there are.
No, you can't. You have to stick to it. It's just... Exactly. It has to be the first Christmas.
Right. So you can have an ad where it's going like one of Dermot's stupid appliances ad going, this Christmas, guys, a Christmas delivery and a Christmas thing and everyone's going Christmas, but you only count the one.
It doesn't matter how many times he says Christmas.
Okay. Gotcha.
So we had great fun last Friday night with the toy show. I think there was more excitement about the ad breaks than there was about the actual toy show.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So you're the only family in Ireland going, please bring on more ads.
Exactly, yeah. And you see, I became very stealthy in the toy show. There was, you know, they kept playing a couple of the same ads over and over again with the word Christmas in them. And the key is, if you know the word Christmas is in the ad before it comes on or before you actually hear it, you can say it.
So you're essentially learning the script off.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So what happened was I was at the stage where the ad was coming on at the start of the ad break and the end of the ad break with the word Christmas, and I was just roaring one straight away and everybody was there. No. You can't do it. You're out. So I'm banned.
So you've been banned from your own game, essentially.
Yeah, literally. But I have to thank I have to give a shout out to my wife. You know, it was her that really introduced me to it a long time ago, you know. And then it was her mom, and I was asking her mom about it there recently, and she said that... they had four girls in their family, so there used to be a fierce racket in her house during the ad break, so she invented the game to shut them up. But obviously, it became a lot more crazy than that, you know?
And has it got a name, this game?
We just call it the Christmas ad game. That's it.
Well, do you know what? I think, Eric, that we should play it now between us. And see how good you are with the radio version of your TV ad Christmas game.
Right, okay.
More importantly, see how good we are. So the first time we hear Christmas, we shout one and then we move on, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So for the Christkind.
One!
You got Sean and
Christkind, you're out.
I know the lad, Freeman, and you're always pretty generous. Maybe he'll thank you with a sneaky raise. But what if his new office is a Swiss chalet? Raffle ticket is the perfect gift this Christmas.
One! With one I'm in! I beat you!
No way!
Eric, I'm fighting with you already. Actually, that is an amazing game. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, get home and play with the kids and I tell you, you're going to have great crack.
Oh, that's brilliant. Eric, fair play to you.
Well, look, enjoy it with the three generations of the family. Have a great Christmas. Good to talk to you, Eric.
Can I just give a quick shout out to all the guys, all the crew in the Applegreen and Fairies Cross. That's my site, so all the guys are listening into this.
Brilliant.
So just give a shout out for all the guys there.
Excellent. Fairies Cross, Applegreen,
I tell you what, we'll start some more fights. We'll send you out a pair of Dermot and Dave cheese and cracker socks so you can fight over those as well.
Oh, brilliant, guys. That's great.
All right, Eric. Fair play. Bye. Okay, happy Christmas. Bye.
Thank you.
See ya.
Good luck. Bye.
There goes Eric and Tralee there. That's a great game. And the good thing about it as well is it does encourage kids to watch, because we all, as adults now, because we grew up at a time when you couldn't, there's no such thing as Sky Plus or Sky Q, you couldn't fast forward ads, nothing was on demand, you just watched the telly. We all watched the ads. So we all know, like we were talking about during the week, like the Coca-Cola ad, the Cornflakes ad, the Penny's ad, the ESB ad, the Guinness ad. Nowadays, you can't make your kids watch ads. They don't know, they don't like, unless they're ads for toys, are not interested.
So you think the children aren't being exposed to enough marketing and we should actually sit them down and actively encourage them to learn the ads off by heart?
I think what we should do is we should expose our children to nice Christmassy feeling things, and ads are like that.
No, it's a family argument and it's watching more ads. Anyway, you can let us know if you have any similar games, anything you like to do, Christmas traditions, 087-4100-102. That's the text or WhatsApp, 087-4100-102. And a lot of you stuck to your computers trying to buy tickets for this woman right now, Taylor Swift. It's gorgeous. It's Today FM.